For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. It is Friday morning, and we did it. We got through the week. I hope you're doing great. I hope you've had a great week. So many of our students are back in school this week. Talked to several moms who are already in carpool. Hope you're doing wonderfully, and it's going to be a great school year. I just believe that for you all. And look, I hope you're going to register, if you haven't already, for our September teachings, the Book of Ephesians. Such a powerful book. Three Monday nights using the Sanctuary of Victory Fellowship Church right here in Metairie. It is free, but you must register. Go to AnnaDonahueMinistries.com and register for those three Monday nights. Get some Bible in you starting out your school year. It's going to be good, 7 o'clock to 8:30. I'll provide all sets of notes. We will put these onto DVDs, and I'm very excited about it. But we've all week been giving you three bullets or three areas that Abraham did, three things, if you will, as he faced uncharted territory. He was called out, wasn't he? Well, we're all called out to leave this world and enter the kingdom of God. And then there's a destiny, a purpose. There were borders, territories, land that God had for Abram. Same with us. And it was uncharted territory. And Abram had to do these three things that gave him some security. And we have these as well. Listen all week. If you have missed any of it, you go to the radio menu page on the website. But number one, he set his heart to obey. You'll see that in Genesis. Number two, he relied on God's strength. Number three, you'll see how he built altars to the Lord. You'll see this as well in Genesis. He met with God on a regular basis, my friend, building altars to God. Verses 6 and 7 in Genesis 12, you'll see that. Chapter 3 and chapter 4, so exciting, chapter 4. So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. My friend, if you're getting a little shaky and because you're walking some uncharted territory, maybe you've never done something before, but yet you know it's a God thing. You know, do what Abraham did. I'm hesitating because I'm thinking, man, I just want to get to the point of build an altar to God. Do you have a place where you can go and you meet with God on a regular basis, just you and him? You've set your heart to obey, just like Abraham did. You're relying on God's strength. You realize, you know what, God, if you don't come through, this ain't happening. That's the best place to be, because then you're full on depending on God. But number three, you're meeting with God on a regular basis. You know, this can be in your car. Carpool moms, maybe you've got 15 minutes after you drop the kids off and you drive through Starbucks. You know, come on, 2013, you're getting your coffee and your roll, and you go somewhere and pull into a parking lot and meet with God. I'm not kidding. Set up an altar. It's in your heart. Altars are in your heart where just you and God can meet. This is what Abraham did because he was facing uncharted territory. If you're traveling the unknown today, set up an altar in your heart where you're going to meet with God on a regular basis. Maybe you have a great little area in your family room, and man, all phones are off. Turn off all the social devices, and you're going to meet with God. Hope you've enjoyed the entire week. I can't wait to see you registering all weekend for our Ephesians classes taking place in September. Thank you for joining me all week on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. By his grace, we'll be back on Monday. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.